Track 3.31. Conversation 1.
Hey Max, do you remember that competition we saw in that magazine? The one where the winner would get a trip to South Africa?
What's that, Jill? Oh yes, I remember. Why?
Well, in the end, I entered it. I kind of thought I knew lots of the answers, most of them in fact, and so I thought, okay, why not?
And? Hold on, you're not telling me...
Yes! I won! I heard today the magazine phoned me up and told me I'd won.
That's incredible! Wow, well done. So, you've got a free trip to South Africa?
That's right. I can hardly believe it myself, but it's true. It's 3 days in Cape Town and 4 days on a safari in the Kruger National Park, 7 days all in. I've always wanted to go there, and everything's included. Plane ticket, hotel, food, the lot. Nothing for me to pay for.
Brilliant. That's amazing. I'm really happy for you, Jill. But tell me, is the trip for one person or for two? Because, you know, I wouldn't mind...
Sorry, Max. Just one.
Oh.
Conversation 2.
Thanks for bringing me here, Graham. This museum's so interesting.
That's right. Wow, look at this collection of comic books. There must be well over 1,000. Do you collect anything, Monica?
No, but my grandfather's got an unbelievable collection of money from all over the world. I think he's got coins and notes from over 100 different countries.
That's quite a collection. How did he get so many different kinds of money?
Well, he was in the Navy as a young man and went to lots of different places, and he always brought back a coin and a banknote. Then he got other people to bring things for him when they travelled, and so his collection just grew and grew.
That's amazing. I guess some of the money is old too, right?
Oh yes, most of it is. He's got things, for example, from countries in Europe before the euro started. Italian lira, French francs, that kind of thing.
It sounds fascinating. I'd love to see the collection one day.
Sure, no problem. But now let's look at this one here.